Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
At Mosaic Business Consulting, we understand that every business is like a complex mosaic of glass pieces, and we specialize in putting those pieces of a business together to create a seamless and efficient operation of your business. I'm Laura Wagenknecht, and we believe in the unique mosaic of our clients' visions, goals, and dreams. Let us be your partner in crafting a brighter future for your business. We have courses in the Growth Accelerator Masterclass Series and business planning starting soon. Register for a course today.
Good morning. I'm your host, Laura Wagenknecht, owner in Mosaic Business Consulting, and you're listening to The Mosaic Life with Laura W. A mosaic is a bunch of pieces that, when put together, make up the whole in a really beautiful way. This show plans to discuss the various pieces of a business throughout different industries and how these pieces, when put together, can help develop a better, more efficient, and effective running of your business. To reach me, contact bizradio.us. Today, my guest is Adam Knapp, and that's with a K. So just an FYI there. Knapp Creative Coaching speaks to five elements of transformation and has been leading people towards success in their lives for three decades. As a leader, educator, mentor, coach, father, and journeyer himself, Adam has discovered how to assist others in finding themselves successful at what they are aiming towards. Using mindfulness tools, business tools, organizational tools, and many other tools, a client discovers what to do next for their success. Most journeys begin with so many unknowns and head towards new discoveries and new knowns. The problems arise whenever we get in our own way, because, you know, we don't ever get into our own way. That is where he comes in anyway. He leads clients through the unknown's use of tools and success points easily identifiable by the client. Follow through and commitment often are best maintained with help from a committed ally, which is totally Adam. And Adam, you seem to be making sure that you're well hydrated.
Yeah, I'm having to be. The last couple of days, I've been kind of dealing with a head cold.
Oh, bummer. Yeah, you sound a little bit gruffy, unusual for you. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No, it's good. It's you know, for me, when my body speaks to me, I am given an opportunity to listen.
Ah.
And so, you know, it's like, as I've been kind of thinking about, you know, getting my next phase going with this book that I'm working on and doing my due diligence on note taking and interviews and just everything that takes place to boost my five elements of transformation coaching practice. I've been forced to kind of go into spaces that I've been maybe overlooking in my own personal journey. So it's like, not only am I helping clients, but, you know, I think, and you know this, Laura, I mean, it's like, to get anybody going, you know, we have to be present for them. You
exactly.
know, I'm sure you've experienced that with your mosaic. I love mosaic,
well,
by the way.
Former therapist too. So yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you're sitting in the room and the last thing they want is for you to be like staring off into the sky.
Yeah. And yeah. So, you know, having that level of engagement and having that level of understanding, like what the needs are, what the goals are, you know, I try, you know, with a coaching practice, especially a transformational coaching practice, like I'm building, and I've been kind of seeing in the kind of the demographic of our community, I really work hard at not always looking at beliefs and assumptions, because I think from a coach, one of the things that I'm looking at is I'm looking at clients, their needs, right? And I want to know what solution is it that they want to reach? And then we talk about that, and then we kind of piece it together and look at what kind of goals we can set to help achieve the set of needs and that sort of achievement.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to do that, you know, I do have to kind of have some awareness of what assumptions and beliefs are operating, but I don't want those to be the conversation right away, because I believe that teeny tiny steps towards successful achievement of small achievable goals, kind of, you know, James Clear talks about it in his book Atomic Habits, and you can see that that kind of small gradual step process, it's spoken about in a lot of literature, and he has a popular version of it right now in the business literature. But you know, tiny habits lead to success.
And I think what you're talking about is not even habits. I think that word habit has such a negative connotation in some ways, mm-hmm. right? Because we've all gotten into this idea, oh, I have to make it a habit, so I've got to do it at least 30 days or whatever, right? Instead of thinking of along the lines of, I want it to be a life change,
right?
Or I want to lean into this new life that I'm seeking and making this a part of that. And I think that's one of the things that I find, at least with business owners and entrepreneurs, it's the same thing. It's very hard, don't you think? Don't you find, I would say, when people are doing a certain, they have a certain setup for their business and they've been doing things a little bit haphazardly. And then mm-hmm. suddenly it dawns on them, oh, I need a system.
Right. Yeah.
Then it's those little things that they add to that system that make it flow more smoothly.
Well, I mean, that's true. I mean, I find it to be true in my own practice is building my business. You know, it's like I wouldn't have been able to get to where I am now if I hadn't stumbled upon that exact insight, Laura. If I hadn't found that I was. See, I think what happens with small business owners and entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, I think what's really a big concept to get a mind around is a passion that someone has to do community, a good thing, to bring service, to bring a product to their environment and to the people they love and the people that they want to share their insights with or their product with. That passion, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think the drive to make a good thing happen sometimes, and it has two things? It could be a fine tooth sort of arrow driven, goal focused sort of mentality, or sometimes it's a gathering of stuff and you're just gathering your insights and gathering your wisdom and gathering your actions that doesn't always lead to a sharp arrow point of a goal.
Or effective implementation. I think, but I like to distinguish, because I think people are, you know, every client I've worked with is absolutely amazing at mm-hmm. what they love to do. And not only do they have knowledge and skills and talents around that, but they have this passion, this burning desire to ensure that other people feel that same thing that they feel, right? And so they're focused on that, and that may or may not, and most often does not, have anything to do with running of the business, which is different, you know?
Yeah, it is. And that's when the microscope or the magnifying glass gets turned around to the self or the business owner. Once the business owner starts looking from a meta view, a big view, an outside of the daily action kind of view, and starts looking at systems, you know, then we can start looking at, you know, where are the positive things that are happening, start looking at calendar items and start making some implementation of small goals towards, I don't know, an aspect of their business, let's say marketing, for instance, or if they want to look at how to get more visible in the community where they live, you know, the market research has to be implemented. Or how are other people doing it? What are people paying attention to? And all the kind of the questions to lead a business owner towards understanding marketing for their business better.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a subset of all the business tools. You know, you have to also look at financing. What are the ways that I'm going to be able to better finance my business or better to grow my business? And then there's, you know, daily operations. And a lot of times with solopreneurs or small companies, a lot of it's being done by one person with multiple hats.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Always is the case, right?
Yeah.
With any small company, you're wearing more than one hat.
Of course. And so I love hats. I have different kinds of hats. I tell clients to wear a different hat. Literally, just go into your closet and grab a hat and call that your CEO hat.
Yeah.
And then grab another hat and call it your worker hat, and then maybe a CFO hat or whatever you want to distinguish the hats at. But start giving permission to see from a big perspective the small bits, and then isolate a small bit, make a decision that there's going to be a change, and then set up some strategies to get to that change.
And it's so true. I was just thinking, you know, this is why I love the business plan model, just because it focuses on so many different aspects of a business that you start to go, oh, I really don't know anything about that. And so it's important that when you're doing the SWOT analysis, you go through those weaknesses and you say, yeah, I need help here and here, here and here. And if you get that help, then you can build faster, right?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, and interestingly enough, just because, you know, I come from a scholarly background. I come from a research-based kind of background in education. I've spent a lot of time developing curriculum and developing team development programs and systems for a variety of audiences. And one of the things that I'm comfortable with is diving into research. And when I started working on building a business, the first place I went was the Small Business Center here in Asheville at AB Tech, the campus. I mean, I was overjoyed with the ability to be able to walk into a class and get professional, you know, people, business owners standing up, presenting knowledge about how to run a business. And then next step I took, I went to Mountain BizWorks. I got a foundations course and they went step by step through the business plan. And each step I took connecting to these different, even Western Women's Business Center, I even went through some of the courses that they are providing, the Small Business Center, the Mountain BizWorks. And then I started getting connected with some mentors and a business coach. And I started discovering that there was an entire paradigm of knowledge I could go dive into and gain insight.
And that leads me back to your business when I'm thinking about what you do and how people can really be transforming their lives one step at a time through your program and through how you work as a coach, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As I've been getting ready for today and thinking about your business and the concept of a mosaic, I work under the premise of a mandala, which is basically a circle, or I like calling it a community. And there are five different aspects to a mandala, and you have the center of the mandala, and the mandala points out into each direction, cardinal directions, west, north, east, and south. And each one of those represents a system of getting to know an aspect of a small business or even a person. And for instance, like from the northern direction, I call that action. And that's, you know, you got the northern winds, you have action that you want to be able to make a decision through your discussions and communication, get clear about the decision, set up some goals about the decision, you know, get right with it somehow if you're going to be, you know, through dialogue or through however you get right with your decisions, and then boom, put it into action. So I start with communication. Communication is key, because communication is a big part of getting clear of what the objective is. Then we move into accountability. We set up a accountability.
Hey, now you're talking the dirty word.
Well, and you know, the cool thing about accountability is you can hide it by a simple question, by, all right, let's look at our calendar. When's the next time we can talk?
Exactly. And
by simply setting up strategies or small steps moving in the direction of a goal, it's possible to get folks to start realizing that it's, they can move into clarity, and they can move into sort of awareness of what they want to do. And then the action steps kind of just, it's already there because all the work's been done. Mm-hmm. See, we started this conversation out in the concept of, you know, beliefs and assumptions, right? And you know this, so many actions get subjugated and pushed down and ignored because of old habits, old ways of being.
And old assumptions.
And old assumptions, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so the hope is, and what I find to be true with clients that I've been working with, is if we can, I guess, look at old beliefs and assumptions and look at the current action plan, I think at that moment of our discussion, we can start talking about and uncovering, where's the anxiety? Mm. Where's the procrastination? Mm-hmm. Where's the lack of belief in the self being able to manifest the effort to put in to make this goal happen? Because I know, for one, I get in my own way. And when I recognize it, I have to chuckle.
I'm chuckling now, because it's like, there really, it is so often, yeah, we hold ourselves back. We absolutely unintentionally, maybe even some kind of subconsciously, we're not recognizing that our behaviors and actions are not serving us.
Exactly. And it's in that insight, in those moments where the aha occurs, and there's kind of a little, like, I guess, you know, picking oneself up by the bootstraps, just like there's an insistence that arises once a person recognizes that they're in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, this is I'm sure you've experienced this a lot, in that once a business client recognizes that their goal is bigger than the old way that they've experienced themselves, they start putting belief into their goals, and it starts changing their self-concept.
Oh gosh, I don't know why, but something just you said resonated with me when I think about working with clients and money and setting up budgets and forecasting and things like that. When I'm doing that, so many of my clients say, oh, I'm not good at math, I always struggled with this.
Yeah.
But when we break it down and we work through different parts, they start getting it. And then they do, they start, there's a confidence that wasn't there before. It's so bizarre. And yet it's so fantastic to watch, because then they think they can do whatever it is they need to do.
And when a client gets to that space and they have a level of self-awareness that pops open, I like to give them a stack of 3x3 sticky notes. And it's an exercise I call stacking the positives. And so on a 3x3 sticky note, your choice of color, you can have green, yellow, blue, pink, whatever you want. Just make sure it can stand it out. And just one or two words on each sticky note of all the positive skills that the client already possesses around that discovery. Let's say around finances.
Nice.
So, I mean, simple skills, like, you know, or simple attributes or values or whatever. So when a client can really stack the positives around a particular objective or skill set, they invariably, that leads then to stacking the positives around more. And I lead it around the mandala, I lead it around the five elements of transformation. I lead it through the conversations. And you know this as a business coach and a mentor and a therapist, you're very aware that once we start seeing positives in one place, there's a transference and there's a movement of those positives, and we can start seeing a framework of positivity or capability in other aspects of our business pursuit.
So true. So true. Yeah. And it's almost like because we've had this barrier to whatever it is we have the barrier to,
sure,
it's almost as if we're repelling clients away. And when we get past that, it's like the invitation, and then we get deluged with people.
Yes. Oh yeah. Well, that's that up parabola. That's the parabola that Adam Clear is talking about. And you know, it's mm-hmm. like, or any habit stacking system or positive transformational system. It's once that small little kernel pops. All right. So the kernel, make popcorn, you put it on heat. Once one pops, you know there's going to be a deluge of others.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the thing that I find with small business owners and with people in general is giving themselves permission to be great.
Mm-hmm. And it's so hard, right? Because we're constantly seeing the negatives too.
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes to your like even just the word choice, you know, like the word habit. You know, I appreciate your clarification. I mean, you know, we humans are pretty fragile, but we're also very strong and we're capable. And in my practice as an educator, as a coach, as a facilitator, as just a person, you know, as a father, a friend, my hope is to share the journey of possibilities for people to reach their potential.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hate to cut us off, but I know it's been short, and I'm wondering two things, if you could rattle them off fairly quickly. So I got the two of the five mandala parts, which was communication and accountability. What are the other three, if you could name those? And then how can people get in touch with you if they need to reach out to you?
So communication, accountability, clarity, awareness, and action.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And you can get hold of me at natcreative.org. It's my website. And when you get to that, you can hit my other social media links, Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn. It even has my phone number there if you want to call and leave a message. But the five elements of transformation is a strategy that assists people in rising themselves up into the next level of which they desire to be in their business or in their lives.
Fantastic. Wow. You know, I could just chat with you for such a long time, Adam. This was so great. I really appreciate what I just love how you just flow with however things are going. It's really, really beautiful. So thank you very much. And thanks for being a guest on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I appreciate being a part of it. And I appreciate the challenge to be a guest on your show. To rise up to something, you know, puts a little fire under there, doesn't it?
Sure does. And it's about time. So that's awesome. I'm glad to have you on. And I want to thank you, the audience, for listening to The Mosaic Life with Laura W. And just let you know, you can get this episode again and other great content and from other great hosts and their shows by going to bizradio.us and click on shows. Thanks so much for listening and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.